Blog Talk Radio.
Inner's Fight Around the World. Hello, welcome everybody. I got the idea for tonight's show from the White House on NBC. There was a comment by a White House doctor who said that health care in this country should be more diverse, indicating and hinting that holistic healing should be the choice or the freedom of choice if people want it. So keeping that in mind, and by the way, we're not saying that all doctors are bad or should be gotten put out of business. Don't get the wrong idea. A lot of good ones. But how many people currently in hospitals, not only in this country, around the world, or on hospice, given up to die, you know? Now, the big question is, have the doctors done everything possible to keep that person alive as long as, of course, if they want to stay alive, assuming that they want to stay alive? Have they done everything possible to help that person? A couple of years ago, my friend went through this. He passed away, but he didn't want to live. All right, so let's take somebody who does want to live, and they're in the hospital, and they're not getting any better. The treatment is not working. All right, let's take somebody who perhaps has a doctor, and that doctor is not being allowed to come into the hospital to help that individual because of the protocol, rules, whatever you want to call it. Now, that's a horror right there, because to me, that means that the doctors and the hospital are not doing everything they can to save that person's life by not consulting another doctor or some other way of combating the condition. They're not being fair to the person or to themselves. Doctors should not be inhibited from healing people. Title of the show tonight. They should be free to think and to research and to find out, you know, from other doctors, other people who have been helped. How did you do this? You know, my patient has the same condition, and this worked for somebody else. The conventional way is not working. Now, we're not saying that the conventional way is always bad and don't ever do it. No. What this show tonight is about, people should have the freedom of choice to what they want to put in their body and how they want to be treated. And your doctor should back that up. See how important that is? Your doctor should be very vigilant about your well-being and your health. You call him your doctor. That's the terminology most people will use, you know, my doctor, you know. Well, if he's your doctor, shouldn't he be doing everything possible not only to save your life if you're ill, but to keep you healthy so you don't get ill? See, there's the other part of it. A good doctor will strive to keep the patient or the person healthy so they don't get ill. or so, you know, so it's minimized. And to live as long as possible. And that's one of the things that in many, many ways the government doesn't pay for. So people have no choice but to take the unconventional treatment, which is full of destructive side effects. And when we come back, we'll talk about that and about how the money could be used better to give people choice of treatment. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004, adopt an Akita. And once again, we remind the politicians, the Akita would be one of the dogs that could be used to protect children in the schools. Pass whatever legislation is needed. Train dogs to be at the door of the school with an armed guard and have a metal detector inside the door. Bring this protection to all schools in this country. That's what we urge the politician to do. And in that connection, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. We remember Corey Foster of Antio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and all children, all those who perished in Texas. There's no guarantee in life, but I submit, Inner Sight submits, that if there had been a trained officer at the door and the door had been locked and only one door, one exit, I venture to say that that horrible shooter never would have gotten in, because the dog would have picked up the weaponry in a minute, and it could have grabbed them. And that's why we submit this idea for the politicians to put into practice. Trained, we call it the dog at the door, trained dog to pick up firearms, detect them, and also a metal detector inside the door. All right, Inner Sight. Go an extra mile for a child. That's our saying. And let's see. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, get some good, information on real estate. Kennedy Realty. Hey, nobody's starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, veterinarian services. Call 631-484-3085. Nobody's starved on Long Island. My buddy over there, Gary. And if you're disabled and you have a problem getting to his location for the food, let him know. He may be able to bring it to you. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer who can advise you if you have a case of discrimination. 516-783-9662, Bahamonde. Tell them you heard about them here on Inner Sight. You don't have to pay them. The courts and the defendants have to take care of that. All right, Inner Sight, please thank Silo for all their help, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, helping keep the show on the air. We appreciate that. Silo, 631-880-7929. Their ADA celebration is a week from tomorrow, 11:30. Call them for more info. They're going to have what they call a box lunch, whatever that is. 631-880-7929, Silo. We thank you. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we don't have the phones open tonight. So if you want to comment on tonight's show, call and leave a comment. 631-224-3090. Doctors should not be prohibited from healing people. Now, a big issue with that is the money. See, people that have Medicaid, Medicare, you know, if the money was in an account for the individual, you know, I mean, you have to determine what sum. Let's say, argument's sake, let's say for the year, $10,000 for your medical. Probably be more if it's dental, but $10,000 and more would be available. All right? If that money was in an account and you could only use it for medical, and the agencies for the disabled and minorities would raise money and add money to that, could get a lot better care than they're getting now. Because then you could have the freedom of choice. You know, let's say you want to go to a doctor who's a chiropractor and also a medical doctor. You got two types of healing there. Holistic guy. You know? And, I mean, somebody like that could advise you that maybe you do have to get a conventional test to find out what's going on. See? So, a lot has to do with the funding, the way it's set up and the way it's not available to people who need it. That's why a lot of people wind up in the hospital. That's why a lot of people are unhealthy. Because the average doctor does not teach you how to be healthy. You have to go to a different kind of provider for that. There are only certain doctors that will teach you and help you to be healthy and recommend the proper supplements for that. And for that, you got to have the money, because the government doesn't pay for that. So, number one, we propose that the system be drastically renovated and the money for a person's medical be put into an account and held there as to such time as it's needed. That way you wouldn't have to go through all this hassle with doctors and medical. I want to go to, I heard about this doctor, It's $1,000 and he examined you and includes the holistic type of healing and the conventional.
See?
If you had the money, you could go to somebody like that. So that's how it should be. Should not be prohibited from healing people. Right now, they're all tied up with the FDA, with that Federal Drug Administration. And we all know about some of the scandals of that agency during the last pandemic. Certain doctors quit. They walked out. They didn't approve of the vaccine. One report a couple of weeks ago said that the FDA ignored 26,000 pages of evidence on the recent vaccinations. How can you trust an agency like that? I don't. I wouldn't. So the doctors have to follow that. They're compelled. And many of them are afraid to do different things because they're in fear of losing their license. You've heard the stories of every once in a while, there was a woman doctor who recently wrote a book. I forget her name. And came out with a diet for, I think it was muscular dystrophy. Now, this woman had the condition, and she treated herself with her own diet. And I believe, you know, she couldn't walk. She went from not being able to walk to being able to ride a bike. The story goes that, you know, the FDA went after her and people turned her in or whatever. I don't know what the final result was. But there's an example, and we have those examples from time to time, all the time. You hear about it. And, you know, if you have the funds available and you consult people, you can try the unconventional, get the unconventional treatment. We know that. All the wealthy people know it. Many of them probably do it. Trump did it when he was president. He had the unconventional drugs for the so-called pandemic, COVID, they call it. Weird name. So there's the answer. The money into an account for the people who need medical. And let us provide our own doctors and be it conventional or unconventional. The choice can always be there. We're not saying get rid of the conventional. We're saying give people the power so they can have the choice of choosing. That's where the safety comes in. Now, getting back to all these people in the hospital and people on hospice, you know, have they all been given the choice of unconventional healing and have other doctors been consulted on their behalf as to different types of healing and holistic help? We all know the answer to that. No, they haven't. You're stuck in that hospital you're stuck with the conventional stuff that they give you. And along with that comes the side effects, which are horrible, with all these drugs. I mean, just listen to the commercials. Everybody knows about the side effects. Excuse me. Somebody told me today about a drug for diabetes. Supposed to help people with diabetes, and the side effects are so horrible that the drug can kill you. And in fact, it probably has killed many people. You know, people who are diabetic, and they take this drug. I forget the name of it. I don't keep track of these drugs, the names of them. People that are diabetic and have taken the drug have died, and they'll say, "Oh, the person died from being diabetic," when the person probably died from the drug itself. So there you have it. You're forced into the conventional, and now you're forced into the drugs and the side effects, saying that the conventional sometimes doesn't work. Sometimes people are lucky, and then they can fight it, and it does work. But they have no choice. Now you take yours truly. I would never go to a hospital where I knew that I had no choice and they were going to fill me full of this poisonous stuff. You know, I'd rather take my chances with nutrition and non-toxic remedies. Of course, you say never, but, you know, if you're, God forbid, if you're unconscious or you have no choice and, you know, you wind up in there, nobody knows what's going to happen in life. But I'm telling you that if I'm conscious and I'm aware, they're not going to do it to me. So there's probably a lot of people who feel like that. But you've got to have the resources. I don't. I would have to go to my friends and hope that they would help me. You know, if my life were at stake with something like that. I happen to have a doctor who, many, many years, internist, and he believes in holistic stuff. You know. He always told me, "Yeah, take that. Don't take that drug." You know. He told me not to take the vaccine. So there you have it. You know, doctors are being stopped from helping people because of the way the regulations are, because of the Federal Drug Administration, 824 New York Inner Site, by the way. And if you're disabled, it's even worse, you know, because when you're disabled and you're trapped in a nursing home, your money is taken away from you. So you don't even have the little bit of money that you would normally have if you wanted to get a holistic doctor. And then they won't let the doctor in. It has to be one of their doctors from the nursing home. And what doctor is going to risk being brought up on charges or whatever and the license being jeopardized? You know, you can't blame the the doctor for not fighting that. I blame the doctor who's in charge of the nursing home for not insisting that his or her patient have the freedom of choice to bring in someone that that they know and believe in. I remember years ago, a friend of mine was in a serious car accident, lost a lot of blood, and we had another friend whose hobby it was, only his hobby, he wasn't a doctor, his hobby was health and vitamins and holistic. And they had this guy on critical, the guy who got hit by the car, in the car accident. And my friend, or our friend, went to visit him and bought him a different vitamins or a formula of vitamins. You know, because they wanted to give this guy a blood transfusion. He didn't believe in that. His religion prohibited. So my friend, our friend Lou, explained that under certain circumstances, the body produces blood, new blood. And he came with these vitamins and minerals or whatever it was. I don't know if it was in one bottle or several bottles. And secretly gave Don, the guy who was injured, doses of these vitamins for days or, you know, a couple of days, a week or whatever it was. Well, the doctors couldn't believe it. In fact, they got angry. You know, when they discovered this, and when they discovered that his body, that the hemoglobin was going up in the body, and that he was producing blood cells, and in fact getting well, so much so that they he reached the point where they actually kicked him out of the hospital. They said he violated the rules. And, of course, they wouldn't let my friend in anymore, our friend. So there you have it. There's probably a million stories like that all over this country. You don't usually hear it because people may not want it publicized. But that's what we're talking about. Be there to heal you, to help you, to make you live as long as possible. You know, they take a Hippocratic oath. Many people call that a hypocrite oath. And let me state again, we're not against all doctors. There are many good ones. There are many who would like to do holistic, and but they're in fear. You know, they could lose their license, their livelihood, or whatever. So it gets down to the way the system operates and the politicians. Started to say some of the worst victims of all this is the people in the nursing homes. Because many a times, you know, they're forced into conventional treatment. And their money is confiscated, so they don't have the money to even try to maybe get another opinion. All right, Inner Sight, talking tonight about how doctors should not be prohibited from healing people. If you have a comment on this subject, call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090, and tell us what you think. If you want to be called on the air, leave your number, and we'll get back to you. Let me run down the weekend, and we'll get back to our subject. Tomorrow night, the funnies. Yeah, we got Jimmy Dinigan tomorrow night. And tomorrow night, we're going to have a skit with Lauren Hardy, whose job it's going to be to find sick people for doctors. So that'll be tomorrow night. Dinigan will be here. Louie's going to be here tomorrow night. See if we can get him to sing a cool song. All right. 8 to 9 every weeknight. Inner Sight Blog Talk Radio. Monday night, it's called Mad or Glad. We try to have the phones open. Our engineer is really not too great these days, so we're just trying to rough it through. Tuesday's open mic. You can pick your own subject. And let's see, Wednesday is the nursing home show. We're trying to make a move to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. We have a news conference coming up in September with the independent living and all people who believe that these nursing homes are a waste and wasting the taxpayers' money. So, to that end, we have a petition, change.org, if you want to look it up, and sign the petition. You can also find that petition or our ad in Able News. This coming month, the Able will be online and will tell you where you can go to sign a petition for the nursing homes. The ad in Able News on the nursing home show will be appearing on the Able News line. And by the way, Able is the paper on and about the disabled. Angela Melanie, editor, over 30 years now. Columns by various experts. Calendar of events. Personal column. If you want to try to make a new friend. And a lot more. So go online, ablenews.com, get a free subscription to the Able News, and look for our ad. Support our effort to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. And you certainly have doctors who administer to the nursing homes who are not believers in holistic healing at all. Only the conventional stuff. And it's worse for people in there because their money is going to the nursing home. All right, Inner Sight, Thursday night is a different subject. Next week we'll have a guy on who wrote a book on Social Security. And we'll tell you how that system should be changed for the better. Inner Sight, and of course Friday is the funny, so there's the week. Television, yeah, we're still on rerun. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So check that out. And we're on Altice. Tonight we were on. 7:30. channel 20, 7:30 on 20. Inner Sight 35 in New York. So, you know, many, many millions of people can learn how to prevent conditions and illnesses, so they don't even have to go to a doctor. Now, doctors don't like that. They want you to go to them. That's how they make their money. Who was it? Some doctor got on the YouTube. A lot of them on there. And said, don't want you to be healthy. You know, they want you to be ill. They don't teach people how to be healthy. So there you have another aspect of this. Why aren't they supposed to be healing people or showing people how to be healthy? I don't think they teach them that in medical school. They teach them to treat people after they get the disease. That's how that works. I mean, you know, to me that's a contradiction of what they're supposed to be doing. You know, why don't they do both? You know, join with the holistic people, find out what helps to keep you healthy, how to do it. I mean, there's no guarantee in life. Doesn't mean that if you're a health freak that you're never going to get sick and die. No. What it means is a quality of life, a better quality. And that's what should be the goal of all doctors. Stand by. We're going to break the station and take a phone call. And, yeah, you know, life would be, who was it? Carlton Fredericks, his book. Living should be fun. You know, Frederick was right. He had the right idea. You know what causes a lot of bad conditions and disease? Stress. You know, how many people have stress or stressed out when they go to a clinic or a conventional doctor? You know, their blood pressure goes up. What do you call that? The white coat syndrome or whatever it is. They're stressed over the money. You know. They have insurance. Is the insurance going to cover this or whatever it is, you know? That's why our idea is better. Put the money into an account for the person's medical. That way, if you want to buy insurance, you can. The doctors should fight for that. They should insist upon that because they're going to make more money. And they're going to get paid faster. They won't have to wait and file all these papers with Medicaid and Medicare. The person had the money in their account, you know, and you know you got $10,000-$15,000 in your account for your medical, and you have to go to the doctor, and it's $500 or whatever it is, you know you can cover it. That's how it should be. And the agencies should use that as an excuse to raise money to help people, all people who are eligible for Medicaid and Medicare and all that stuff. And then if you wanted to, you know, if you had that funding in your account and it was updated every year, and by that I mean, you know, maybe some money added to it, you could buy insurance. The system would be so much better that way. Because then a person would have more freedom of choice. So we submit at InnerSight that a politician should draft a law to bring that about. It would benefit the agencies too. It would give them an excuse to raise money. And I think it would improve the quality of life in this country. And also, it would give people a different way of looking at medical science. Imagine if the doctors fought for that, that each person have an account for their medical, and people knew that. You know how a person's attitude would change toward these doctors? Most people would conclude, oh, this guy's really a healer. This doctor, he or she cares about me. Look what they're trying to do. Right now, the way it is now, the mainstream, I believes that doctors only care about money. What do you hear? One of the first things you hear when you call up one of these big medical buildings, right? First thing you hear is, have your insurance card ready. See? That's the main thing. That's all they give a damn about. If you had the money in your account, you wouldn't need an insurance card. And the doctors would benefit more. Because they'd be getting paid directly and quickly. Well, why don't they do it? They're afraid of the Federal Drug Administration. They're afraid of losing their license. You know, they should hook up with a politician and say, look, you know, in fact, the AMA should do this, the American Medical Association. We want people to have money that they have to come to us so we can get paid directly and get rid of all this paper. They can hook up with their politicians. The politicians will listen to them. See? We propose that happen. And the doctors should unite. If you need an agency for the disabled or a program for the disabled to help you, InnerSight is here. InnerSight at pmpmail.com. Or you can call us, InnerSight, 631-224-3090. So there you have a good campaign builder and a way to get votes. Straighten out all this medical stuff. You know where a lot of the money could come from for this? an idea like this? These nursing homes, $196 billion spent in the last couple of years ago. That was their budget. I don't know. I got to find out what the current budget is. There's money right there that could go to start giving people a medical fund instead of all this red tape and paperwork and all this stuff. When something is broken, you got to fix it. And we believe this system is broken. Doctors should be freed up to heal people, and they should also be freed up to teach people preventative. Them get paid for that too. They got to stop being so prejudiced and narrow-minded. See, the FDA makes them that way. You know, how many drug companies go to the doctor's office, bring them all kinds of presents and food and everything to get them to try their new drug approved by the FDA. That's what they're in with. That's how they function. The system is broken. The system needs to be fixed so that it applies to everyone and that everyone can have the freedom of choice. And all those people in the hospital and on hospice can be helped in a different way that may in fact save their lives. You know? So these professional people have to wake up and they have to realize that when you treat someone who's ill, you can't just treat one part of the body. You got to treat the whole body and take a look at the whole body. That's one of the biggest faults of conventional medicine. They'll give you a pill for a specific ailment, and the side effects of that pill can be worse than the condition that they're trying to get rid of. How many times has that happened? How many stories have you heard in that connection? Well, give us the freedom of choice. Take that hint from the doctor at the White House who gave me the idea for this show. Healthcare should be more diverse, more in touch with the people. People need to believe more in science, and they would if science would extend themselves and say, hey, look at this. Look at this herb. Look at this substance. Look at this plant. Look how it works in other countries. We insist that the FDA recognize this. We insist that the politicians change the way things are done. The money with the taxpayers' money. I mean, you could save a lot of money if you brought the agencies into this situation with the medical. You know, and people could even individuals could even do their own fundraisers if they had a little bit of money in their medical. You know, they could hook up with the agency, paid in the fundraiser. You know, you hear people say all the time, and some of it is true and some of it isn't, but they say all the time, oh, there's a cure for that. There's a cure for cancer, but the doctors won't allow it, or the FDA won't allow it to be used. You know, we told you the story of the guy who was on the show a few months ago, Douglas, and now he's, I'm told he's cancer-free, took some kind of a drug, I don't know what it was, it might have been conventional, you know, but if that drug works, then why isn't it being used in a bigger, better way? And why aren't they consulting the holistic people? And maybe the side effects could be minimized with other things that the person could be given. You see? There it is again. They don't get together and use the holistic approach that would be beneficial for all. So doctors, stand up. Stop being afraid. Get the politicians to create a law. Get the money into the hands of people for their medical, into an account where it could only be used for medical, you know, similar to the money that people are given for food. You can't go out and buy fancy sneakers with that. You can only use it for food. Fix the medical that way. In fact, fix the whole system that way. The agencies participate. Let them help. Let them fundraise. Let them be paid for it. Let them use whatever people are willing to volunteer to fundraise. You know, oh, I'm so-and-so. I'm going to... so-and-so, such-and-such a doctor who has a new approach to try to save my life, you know, put those people to use. I think most people would respond. Not all, but most would. I know yours truly would help. And the agencies would benefit, the people would benefit, the doctors would benefit, because now they'd be viewed as a whole different type of person. Look, this guy really cares about me. He got the politicians to put my medical money in an account. I don't have to go and fight with these people anymore if I need medical help. That would open up a whole new world. A partnership between patient and doctor. That's what we need. We need a partnership, not a one-way street. Inner sight urges these things to happen. We demand that it happens for the benefit of all. and even more so if you're disabled or in a nursing home. You know, it would help disabled people tremendously because many, many people don't have the means to even fix their wheelchair. You got to go and fight with the government about that. Shouldn't be. That money should be there, part of your medical. It should be in an account and stay there as to such time that you need it. The doctors should insist upon that because that's part of healing the person. You're not healing a disabled person completely if you don't help them have the money to get a wheelchair constructed the way they need it. And we hear stories about that all the time. Inner Sight reminds you and tells you. Be with you tomorrow night on the Frolics. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. 631-224-3090, the Inner Sight number. And keep fighting for that better, better system. Because we're going to make it. Inner Sight around the world. Thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you, inner sight. Give us more. Inner sight.